In this podcast, I want to talk about the transatlantic slave trade, the institution of slavery, and the campaign, especially in Britain, to abolish both the slave trade and slavery. So let me turn first to the slave trade. The Atlantic slave trade, which lasted from the mid-15th century until the last quarter of the 19th century, was a distinctive event both in global history and also in the history of slavery. As several historians have argued, the Atlantic slave trade was a new phenomenon in human experience. It was the largest transoceanic forced migration in history. Of course, the Atlantic slave trade was more than just an economic event. It was both a profound tragedy and one of the worst and most sustained crimes committed in history. One of the questions we want to answer is what made it possible? Moreover, how could Europeans enslave Africans and transport them across the ocean to work on the plantations in the Americas? In part, the answer to these questions lies in the role of Africans themselves. African merchants and rulers were key players in determining the shape of the Atlantic slave trade. Europeans were dependent on local leaders for access to slaves, and what is often overlooked, the Europeans came on sufferance. They treated African leaders with deference and respect, because Europeans needed the Africans to supply them with slaves. It is also important to remember that slavery was a long-standing institution in Africa. Although it was significantly different than what was to develop in the Americas, the prevalence of the institution of slavery in many West African societies made it easier for Africans to accept the transatlantic slave trade. Moreover, many of the Africans who were sold in the slave trade were captured in wars between different groups of Africans, so that African merchants and rulers were not, in their terms, selling their own people. They were, in fact, generally selling people they regarded as enemies or foreigners. And, of course, the Africans received valuable goods in return for the people they sold. The traditional image of Africans selling their people for trinkets is totally false. Africans were highly selective about the kinds of goods they received, and they used their market power in Africa to extract favorable terms from slave traders. Remember that slave traders were under considerable pressure of time to fill their ships before the slaves on board became ill. They also had to think about crossing the Atlantic at certain times to avoid storms and hurricanes in the Americas.